Basically, we're an engineering company. We're based just over the border in Lancashire. We've been going nearly 50 years. The core business that we do is in the nuclear industry, but we also do parts for the aerospace industry, parts for the security industry, such as X-ray scanners. We're currently working on a project for Siemens to do with... MRI scanners. We do a lot of stainless steel work. It's mainly machining, welding, fabricating. And the main thing is today we are now struggling for engineers in this country. We as a company were struggling, the area is struggling, the country is struggling. We need engineers.
Well, attending events like this is a great step towards promoting the opportunities available in terms of engineering, but also to see the wide spectrum of an offer, because each stall's got quite a specialised area and industry, and that is an exciting thing, isn't it? Engineering, you know, the world's your oyster.
It is. A British engineering qualification is valid worldwide. A lot of places you see where you get them from, like Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe. You look at the qualification with some dubious thoughts about it. Some countries like France, Germany, yeah, great, lovely. You take them as face value. But the British engineering qualification is valid worldwide. People from our company have left to go to work in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, America. We just want them to stop here, please. It'd be very nice.
Well, it sounds like there's a bit of brain drain going on in terms of this. We're looking at promoting careers in STEMs. I mean, you're a STEM ambassador. Why is that important, and what does it entail?
Well, for us, basically, the STEM ambassadorship is we go around to schools, jobs fairs, training centres. We explain what we do. We explain what welding is, machining is, pressing, all various parts of our sector, the industry. He's trying to ignite the interest in young people into wanting to come into the industry, because, like it or not, they're our future. Everything in this world is engineered, from the button on your shirt to the engine in your car to the engine on the plane. Everything is engineering. Somebody's got to make this machinery to do it. Somebody's got to make the tool to do it. Somebody's got to make the press to do it. Every single thing in this world is engineered. The water in your tap has come through a pump that's been engineered. This is why we need people. We are desperate. It's an exciting industry. We do need them.
So looking at, you know, we've mentioned that we want to promote and involve people, young people, into pursuing STEM industries, engineering, science, technology, mathematics, etc. What would you say to somebody who's considering that as a progression route and as a career opportunity? What advice would you give?
Well, a lot of people now are like, oh, I've got to go to university. And they run up the nice big student loan with it. Your alternative is to go for an apprenticeship where the company will pay you 5 days a week, they will pay for your training course, they will pay you to go to college, you come out with a recognised skill. What's not to like about it? You're getting paid 4 years' wages, whereas somebody else who's going and getting a paper qualification is coming out with a £50,000 debt. And at the end of the day, in engineering, I'd rather have somebody who's been an apprentice and has done it with their hands than somebody who comes with a piece of paper saying, oh, I've done this at college. No, sorry. You're much better off with an apprenticeship.